Lalani Newman recalled how she felt when her 11-year-old daughter Madeline Kara died despite several hours of family prayers.
The shock, you feel the shock all over. It just like immobilizes your head, immobilizes your body. So it is hard.
Lalani recalled how she and Dale moved from California to Wisconsin to start a ministry in a coffee house and how their belief system changed when they arrived.
As soon as we came to Wisconsin, I remember very vividly the moments that the Lord began putting it heavy on my heart to believe in divine healing.
The belief in healing by prayer and the mistrust of medical science would cause a rift between the Newmans and some of their old friends and relatives. But Lalani thought God was responding by keeping her children healthy.
We're not getting sick. We're not getting the colds. We're not getting flu. We're not getting anything that usually we would get.
That changed the day before Easter Sunday last year when 11-year-old Kara slipped into a diabetic coma. Dale and Lalani never called a doctor but prayed until Kara stopped breathing the following afternoon.
Even with her being lifeless in that stage, we thought that was fully recoverable.
Prosecutor Lamont Jacobson asked Lalani if she and Dale refused to call a doctor because they felt their faith was being tested.
You and your husband, both in your statement, said it was a test of faith.
A test of faith. Well, like I said, everything for us is about faith. It's about trusting in God.
Lalani Newman never testified on her own behalf in her own trial. She was convicted of reckless homicide in the death of Kara in May. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.